I hope you're able to see and enjoy our pictures up here of our big week and our celebration. And so many people sent us wishes, and we're sending wishes all around the state. Social media is happening. I really personally got a big boost out of this week. Sometimes on Mondays, preachers get the blues. We come down from the Sunday high. It happened to me this week. We'd had a great weekend of working with Daniel. Big group of leaders met many hours, focusing on how we can support his leadership going forward. And then the choir had given a wonderful worship service. And then came Monday. I was a little too tired. My to-do list was too long. I had not had enough quality time with my beautiful wife. And then Tuesday came. And we got word that Judge Jones struck down the ban on marriage equality in Pennsylvania. He said we are going to discard these laws in the trash heap of history. Yes. Good job, Judge. And within hours, I think most of us were caught off guard, and I just thought it was going to strike down the ban. I didn't think that it was going to make marriage equality the law of the land in Pennsylvania, which it did. And USG leaders said, let's have a rally of support, a party on Lincoln Drive and in the courtyard. And as we're preparing, we hear Governor Corbett has changed his mind for various reasons. He is not going to appeal. I think he had a few pollsters talking to him quickly on Tuesday evening. And like thousands of people around the state, we went crazy with joy. Rites of passage are some of the most important experiences in our religious community, like many others. Blessing a child with flour and water while making commitments of care, or laying a loved one to rest and celebrating their life and love. And two people holding hands, looking each other in the face, in the eyes, and committing to support one another through sickness and health, joy and sorrow, surrounded by people, giving them love. With these rites, we mark the holy. The sanctity of marriage with love and commitment is found in scriptures of many faith traditions. I love when folks pick 1 Corinthians chapter 13 for their ceremony. For decades, we Unitarian Universalists have proclaimed that gay couples love just as well as straight folks. And in the early 1980s, the Unitarian Universalist Association became a leader at the national level by passing a resolution stating that UU ministers could officiate same-sex ceremonies. And at the same time, this congregation went through a process of discernment, and Reverend Bill Gardner began performing same-sex unions here in our sanctuary. So for 30 years, we've been reaping the spiritual fruits of fully embracing the dignity and worth of gays, lesbians, bisexuals, transgender people. And our congregations have benefited greatly, greatly, from empowering people to be who they are and love whom they love. Now, we know in the public and in this room, some folks think that regardless of sexual orientation, marriage is really not that big a deal. Some folks just choose not to get married. They say it doesn't really matter to us in our relationship. Well, whatever your perspective on that, spiritually or socially, the fact is that for centuries, government in the United States has made marriage a big factor. And married people have had many benefits bestowed upon them. It's legal. America has a big health care debacle. And many employers in America give married couples the option of placing partners and children on their plans. And many of those employers deny that option to gay folks who aren't married, but are partners. And the same kind of denial can happen with bereavement policies. If your partner's parent dies, you may not be able to get off for bereavement leave because that's not your spouse. Finances and taxes are another area of discrimination. You can't have joint tax filings if you're not married. You don't get the Social Security payments to you if your spouse dies, if you're not married. And then the same kind of inconsistency is seen in pension, estate, inheritance law. In Pennsylvania, spouses in marriage receive inheritance money tax exempt, every penny. But gay partners who couldn't marry before this week pay taxes on that money. That can add up to tons of tax penalties for being gay. And then there's adoption and legal complications and barriers, and the list goes on and on. And on Tuesday, we became the 19th state in the union to provide marriage equality for GLBT folks, giving them many of their long-denied civil rights and really affirming human dignity, which has been denied for too long. And we should be proud and thrilled for this important step. Before she died, Coretta Scott King spoke strongly for GLBT justice. Mrs. King said, I still hear people say that I shouldn't be talking about the rights of lesbians and gay folks. I should just stick to issues of racial justice. But she went on to say, I hasten to remind folks that Martin Luther King Jr. said, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice
everywhere.
She appealed to everyone who believed in Martin's dream to make room at the table of brother and sisterhood for lesbian and gay people. And the polls indicate the majority of Pennsylvanians want this, which is great progress because as of 5 years ago, they were in the minority. We were in the minority. Sad to me, polls also indicate that the more religious a person is, the more likely they are to be opposed to marriage equality. But now we ministers in the minority religion, because the religions, it's still the minority that support this. But we pastors in the minority are getting better at speaking out, I have to say. We're more effectively representing the majority opinion of the people. And I had a great experience on Friday morning. I was the guest on a local radio show, WURD, 900 AM. It's a big station, and it is the only African-American owned and run station in the state of Pennsylvania. It's one of the only five such stations in the nation. Very cool history. Had a great conversations and a lot of support, but also some disagreement. One caller asked me if we Unitarian Universalists use the Bible and if we believe in Jesus, because those two factors convince her that homosexual relations are wrong. I said, we look to the Bible and Jesus for religious instruction and inspiration, just as we look to other holy scriptures and spiritual leaders. And I also said that I think if Jesus were here today, he would be much more concerned with the military and prison industrial complex, low performance of public schools, and problems with health care. He wouldn't really even have much time for this, but I think he absolutely, this would not make the list, his to-do list. But I absolutely believe that Jesus supports adults who want to love and support one another. But, you know, he didn't have a lot of psychology journals to read back in the day either, so it's a little bit difficult to know. They didn't have as much knowledge as we do on these issues. I also told the caller that I know many preachers around the city disagree with us on gay issues, and some of those are good friends of mine. I respect what many of them are doing with their ministries. But you cannot convert your theology into public policy if it denies civil rights. And our country clarified that decades ago, and we are not going back. So that's, you know, you could do whatever you want in your church on this, but you can't convert it into the law of the land if it denies civil rights. So, you know, I will say I was a little nervous on the show because polls indicate that African Americans are another group that are a little higher than the average on being against marriage equality. And I have some people-pleasing tendencies. But I hung in there, I breathed through. But it reminded me, it's just another example, don't ask, don't tell is not just a failed military policy. Don't ask, don't tell started under Clinton. It had some really well-intended people like the Clintons, and it backfired. It was a policy that says you can't talk about being gay and you can't be asked about being gay, and if everybody's quiet, it's cool. And as of 2010 and 11, all branches of government agreed that the policy lacked common sense. It was probably unconstitutional. It was doing more harm than good. There was more violence against gays than there had been previously, so they repealed it, which is great. However, don't ask, don't tell really still is in place in many ways. There is a social stigma, which I was feeling on the radio, but don't ask, don't tell is still, even with marriage equality, the law of the land in Pennsylvania. And we know it. We just need to finish this out here, because the sad, unacceptable truth is that in Pennsylvania, even though there is marriage equality as of Tuesday, gay folks can be fired from their jobs for being gay. They can be evicted from rental apartments. They can be rejected from hotels and restaurants for being gay, and there's no legal recourse. It's totally unacceptable. It's really theater of the absurd now. And we must pass Pennsylvania Bill 300 to end this mind-numbing discrimination loophole. And we could do that this year. Just get it over with. So let's all do that. It's a no-brainer. That is a no-brainer. We Unitarian Universalists know the blessings of a welcoming community where we do ask each other about our stories and we do truly listen to the sharing about the soulful wholeness of our lives. We each have a wholeness of who we are. Sometimes that gets hidden or broken up. I told the caller I would not trade that in for anything. And many congregations in the state don't know what they're missing yet. It's going to be great when we make more progress, not only legally and civil rights-wise. It's going to be great spiritually and emotionally. And we Unitarian Universalists know the good news on that. So tell your friends how great it is. I believe with absolute certainty that in the future, history books will tell how Unitarian Universalist congregations and people of faith stood on the side of love and were integral to GLBT victories for justice. One piece of the history will include how we dealt with the fact that we did not all agree, and we still showed respect and care. We're standing in the tradition of King. In our journey towards wholeness, we will have talked and listened to each other. We will have graciously thanked Governor Corbett for not appealing marriage equality and asked him and actually demanded that he sign Bill 300. And he will have signed it. No matter what people believed on these issues, we will have treated each other with patient kindness. We will not have been rude or quick-tempered. And in the future, we'll be proud that we rejoiced in the truth. Love never fails. Love never fails. Blessings be Amen.